My name is Jamia. I am 16 years old. Today is November 28th, and I am speaking with Linda Hicks, who is my grandmother. And we are recording this interview in Memphis, Tennessee. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Well, I was an only child, so I would go over to other people's houses a lot because I didn't like being at home by myself. I grew up in the 50s and 60s. I was born in 53, so that was back in the, I graduated in 71, and with the 60s and the 70s, it was a different time then. You know, we played a lot of, played outside a lot, baseball, kickball. We had the metal roller skates, and we'd skate and play in out in the street, like they said, till the street lights came on, then we went in the house. We didn't have to lock doors. Sometimes we wake up in the middle of the night and the front door would still be open. It was a different time back then. We didn't have to worry about people shooting and carrying guns and all of that. It was just a different time. I had a good childhood growing up, plenty of friends, and you know, we laughed, talked, went to school together, walked to school. So it was a pretty good childhood.
Tell me your favorite memory of me.
Of you?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite memory is when I first saw you. You're my first grandchild. And you're just a beautiful baby. First one. So I was just happy and proud, and you were a grandchild and a great grandchild. So, you know, you brought a lot of happiness and love into the house.
Can you tell me about one of your most difficult moments in your life?
I think the most difficult one was when my dad passed. Up until then, life was life, and things happened, but I was like 62 when my dad passed, and he'd been with me all of my life, so that was hard. That one was hard.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have had the biggest influences on you in your life?
My parents have. My mother is my best friend, really. Mama is 91, and I still go to her for advice, and when I need to vent or just anything. So my mother, she's a very calm person, and just, she's real easy to talk to, very easy to talk to. I try to be like her at times, I really do, but my mother was a great influence in my life. And my dad taught me how to be strong, independent, and family values. And I think that's important.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
Let's see here. Miss Eccles. Miss Eccles was a high school English teacher. And she was very animated, and she made you want to learn. She made you want to learn. She made you want to come to her class because you never knew what she was going to do next. And she would talk to us about our future and what we wanted to be. Sometimes our classes would just be that. It would not be a English teaching class. It would be a class on what we wanted out of life, you know. And she was a big influence.
What advice would you give your teenage self?
I would advise myself not to be. I was shy. I was really shy coming up, and a bit self-conscious because I was much taller than all my friends and other kids at the school. And if I could, that's what I would tell myself, to have more confidence, and it's okay to be tall. It's okay. You
know? Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? And what about them do you miss?
The what?
What about them do you miss?
I miss my dad more than anybody else because he was with me every day. He was my rock. I could depend on him. If something needed to be done and I couldn't get it done by myself, he was there for me. So, yeah, I miss him more than anybody.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
My happiest memories are seeing each one of my grandchildren. I have six, and each one, it's brought me happiness, and I can smile, and just a good feeling, just a good feeling to have a newborn baby in the house. Those, I think, are my happiest times. And when we get together on Sundays and I cook and everybody eat, you know, we get together in the holidays and things like that. Just family brings me happiness.
Is there anything you want to tell me now that you've never told me before?
I don't know if I've ever told you you were a beautiful child. I don't remember telling you that. I try to tell you things that I can think of as a female that you need to know. If I haven't told you, I guarantee you I will before I leave this world. Because there are things that grandmothers can pass on to granddaughters sometimes, and grandmothers can get over to their granddaughters and moms might not necessarily be able to.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young? And how did you imagine it would be?
Well, I thought I would be this executive secretary and have a big, nice house and married with children and just very, very successful and rich. So a lot of things have come true. Rich part we still working on. But I wasn't a secretary. But I did, I was a computer operator, so that was as close as I got. And I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for it. I imagine myself as having a good job, and I think I accomplished that. So I think mostly what I dreamed of becoming, I did it, so.
What are your hopes and wishes for me and for my children?
My hopes for you is that you grow into a successful young woman, that everything that you strive for, you accomplish. That you get as much happiness out of this life as you possibly can. And when you're old enough and married, or, well, with your family, that you can teach your children the values that we've taught you. And you have a good life. You have a very good life.
If you knew this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything you've never told me that you want to share with me now?
I don't know if I've ever told you or said to you the words, I love you. I don't know if I've ever said that, but that is what I would say. I love you.
I love you too. That's so sad. What was my mother like when she was growing up? And do you have any favorite stories about her?
Your mother was a lot like your is that your second sister, Olivia? Third. It's your third? Mm-hmm. No, that's the second sister. Terry is the first sister. Olivia's second sister. Your mother was a lot like Olivia. Whatever she thought, she said. A lot of arguments. Not really a bad child, but just a child that was going to do what she wanted to do. My fondest memory, and I have quite a few, but the one that comes to mind right now is when she was little, she liked to cook. And she would get all kinds of stuff, flour, meal, just all kind of concoctions she would make up and want somebody to eat it. And we had to pretend that we were eating it, and it was just funny. It was funny and it was cute. You know, I can't quite get the word for it. Comes to mind, headstrong, number one. But that was my first child, so it was all good. She grew up to be a responsible mother, and that's what I admire about her.
What was the worst thing you remember my mom ever doing when she was a child?
The worst thing was when she was two, and first time I'd ever left her. The first time I ever went out of town, and my mother kept her. And that evening, my mom had fixed a cup of coffee, and she went in that kitchen. It was supposed to have been in the bed sleeping. She snuck in the kitchen, and she used to love to drink coffee with mama. And she pulled that coffee, that hot coffee cup down on her and burned her chest. And my mom didn't tell me about it until I got on my way home. That's when she told me. And I panicked and I got scared because I didn't know how bad it was. Mama didn't take her to the doctor or anything, so I didn't know how bad it was. And mom was upset, but she didn't want to tell me right then because she knew I would probably start coming back home. But that's the worst memory that I can think of.
Are there any funny stories people tell about you from when you were growing up?
I was at work few years ago, and this guy came up to me and said he knew me and he remembered me from when I was a child. And I did not know this man. I didn't know who he was or anything. He told me a story about something that I did that I couldn't remember. He said, call your mother and ask your mother. I called mama. Mama said, yes, you did do that. Seems as if when I was a little girl, I can't remember. But I was very, very young. And I left home going to the store. And at that time, back in the day, it was a railroad track not too far. And that's the way you, mama would walk me to the store, the way I thought you should go to the store. But at any rate, I went down that railroad track and went down another street. How far I'd gotten, I think it was maybe about 3 streets away from my street. And this guy found me and took me home. And that was the guy that came up. He was a personnel rep at my job. And they laughed at me then, and they still laugh about it because I don't remember. To this day, I don't remember doing that. But they said I did. They said I was going to the store. I couldn't have been any more than 4 or 5, but I was going to the store, and this man found me. And they laughed at me at work because I didn't remember the man or the incident. And he remembered me from a 5-year-old.
Do you remember your first kiss? Who was it with and where did it happen?
I can't remember the name. I can't remember his name. But he stayed on this. He was visiting on our street. I'm shy. He's shy. We in the yard playing. And some kind of way, we end up on the side of the house. And it was starting to get dark, I remember. And we was on the side of the house and we kissed. I can't remember his name, but I remember he was visiting from out of town. He was a tall, big boy. And at the time, I was tall and big, too. So you know, that was... and didn't think I was cute anyway. So that was my first kiss.
How is your life different now than before you lost your dad?
Now, before, I was confident that anything that happened, I would be able to take care of it. Anything financial that came up, I could take care of it because I don't have sisters or brothers. So I have my mother. My mother is still living. So I have her. Then I have my 2 girls and the grandkids. And it's like before, I knew I always had him to help if anything happened and I couldn't handle it. But now, I don't have that. It's just everything is just on me. Everything. And that's a lot of sleepless nights sometimes. Did I answer?
Yeah, you can make me cry. Is there something he did or a story that he always told that made you laugh or smile?
I can't remember any funny stories that he used to tell. He would talk, but as far as funny stories, I don't remember any. His happiness was seeing his great-grandchildren later in life. When he got to the point where he was in a wheelchair and all of that, seeing and being around his great-grandchildren was his happiness. That's what made him laugh, when he would see them and he would laugh. My thing I remember about him laughing, and it was gross, but he was sitting there and he would eat and he would lose his manners. We all know what that means. You fart. And that would just tickle him. Ooh, that was so funny to him. And I'd be, ooh, daddy, ugh. And that would just be so funny to him.
What are you most grateful for?
I am most grateful for my family. My family is what I live for. I believe, like I say, I've got my mom and my grandchildren, my daughters, and just knowing that they're okay is good enough for me.
Can you tell me about some of the most important life lessons you've learned?
Well, let's see. I've learned to mind my own business. I've learned not to judge people. I've learned to do the best that you can do with what you have, and to be grateful for it. I've learned to love unconditionally. Those are the things that have been important to me. And I can truthfully say that living by those few things, that I'm happy, I'm content. I don't stress about a lot of things. Some things, but a lot of things I really don't. I see other people stressing over something. I don't stress over those things. Those are some of the things that was taught to me by my mom and dad. So, and some of them I've experienced myself. They taught me, well, you know, you mind your own business for one thing. If you can help somebody, you help them. If you give them the best advice that you can give them for their circumstance, and just live the best life you can live.
How do I see if I was recording or not?